your brother? Are you in your throne room?
Ah, there you are. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I've been looking for you all day. Those pathetic guards of us can't even do a basic task anymore. I asked where is their king, and they can't even answer that. If only you let me discipline them, as I suggested once. But my brother, knowing the whereabouts of our glorious king is of supreme importance. How can I live without the most important person in my life? If some of your subjects can't see that, if they don't see you as the most important being in their pathetic little lives, then... Oh my God! What if that's it? What if they just don't think? No, what if they don't know you are the most remarkable thing in their existence? Brother, you must fix this at once. I'll give you the list of all the pathetic guards who couldn't be bothered to know where your magnificence was. Ah, there you go again. No, we can't discipline guards for everything. No, we can't banish them to the barbarian realms. No, you can't harm them. Just saying that if they can't say where their king is, what is the point in them having tongues as it is?
Nothing, my king. Just talking to myself.
But you don't have to tell me twice, brother. I am your most loyal and devoted servant, and there is no command or decision make that I won't follow or respect. Don't be silly, brother. Just because I am above those vermin doesn't mean I am the same as you. Nobody in this world is. You are the one above all, and as your devoted little sister, it is my job to make sure all the vermin beneath me understand their place in this world the same way I do.
Please, brother, stop with this fantasy about equality and egalitarianism. You can promote them amongst them, but with you.
You will do it with the best intentions, I know you do, but those things are not like you. You give them a little bit, and then they will only take more and more. Please, my king, do it for me. Promise me you will rule as the king you are, not as the man you want them to see you as.
Oh, my glorious king! I knew you could see it. You always do.
You wanted to talk to me about something? You should have said it sooner, brother. You know, your wish is my command. Now, please, tell me whatever it is you need to tell me. Any message God on earth wants to tell me is one I must hear. My search for a partner? Oh well. Do I really have to? I mean, last time I had to suffer that pathetic vermin duke saying blasphemy about you in his pathetic attempt to court me.
Yes, it was blasphemy! He dared suggest that...
Oh, we could form our own little kingdom. With you at my side, I could make a smaller version of your brother's kingdom. One he could be proud of.
Like, excuse me? My brother? The king of the greatest kingdom this pathetic humanity has ever known. The vessel of God on earth. No, God himself. Proud of him? I just...
Oh, brother, I can't.
I can't tolerate those vermin. I'm sorry, I truly am. I know you want me to at least fake it, but I can't. They disgust me. They all do. They don't know anything about respect, about order, about power. Because they are not you. They are not as kind as you are, as smart as you are, as interesting as you are, and now, as powerful as you are. You were always above them all, but after becoming a king, you are not even the same type of being as them. Why must I marry such scum? Why can't I marry you? No. It's not crazy. Don't call me that. A millennia of kings in this world, and you think none of them ever married their sisters, cousins, or even their own daughters or mothers? Brother, you are not shackled by earthly concepts like mortality or righteousness. You decide what's moral and right. You decide. They obey. You could wed every single woman in this kingdom without even needing them to voice their opinions, humiliate them in front of crowds like buffoons, just to entertain you, to amuse you. And you don't think you could marry me? Brother, you could do anything to me. I've longed for you ever since I could possibly remember. Remember when we were kids? And that annoying mate of Dad, who must have gotten her job sleeping around the castle, tried to lecture and mistreat me? So, what if I was pulling the horrible hair of that clerk's daughter? I was an innocent little princess. Her job was to entertain me. What was she and her lowly family even doing in our castle? Such leeches. And there was I, bawling my eyes, as the defenseless and innocent princess was being harassed by that stupid maid. Oh, what was going to happen to me? I thought my life was in danger. And then, my prince, my brother, my future king, came to rescue me. He saw me crying, devastated, and instantly came to my aid. You told that awful maid to leave me alone, and to vow to never have anything like this happen again, or you would make her suffer the consequences. You spoiled me rotten ever since that day, almost never leaving my side or having me unattended. Even if I was never going to be the queen, not nearly as important to father as you were, you always treated me like one. Your love for me only made my devotion for you grow even more and more by the day. So please, brother, let me love you. Let me worship you. Let me make love. Oh, brother, that's everything I've dreamed of. I love this. Devour me, brother. You own every part of me, and I mean it. When I say every part of me, please, brother, please, touch me more. I need it. Oh, do you like my body, brother? My breasts and ass are definitely worthy of the love of the king, are they not? Ah, they are big and voluptuous, but classy.
unlike the others of those horse that long for you among the common folk. Oh, I'm so happy. It's just what I wanted to hear. I've dreamt of this for so long. I can't take this anymore, brother. Let me get straight to what we both want right now. Well, I... Brother, no. King, can I please take you in my mouth? I need to feel this, to taste it, to serve it, to submit to it. Yes! Oh, thank you, my king! Please, just leave this to me and enjoy your sexy little sister. No. Your queen. My God, this is what dreams are made of. So strong. Such vigor, such musk, worthy of a king. You like me drowning on your cock like that, brother? I think we both are finding it so addictive. Oh, God, it's getting so hard. Your balls are so big, brother. They're so full and heavy. I can barely hold them with my hands. Oh, God. And to think you were going to deprive me of this. No. Just shut up and let me enjoy, brother. I deserve it. I was made for this. For pleasuring you, for loving you, for worshipping you. You can fuck anybody you deserve. You are the king. You are the one above them all. But please, only love me. Only me. You can destroy any woman you desire, peasant or puny nobles, but only love me. Mm-hmm.
as long as your lust comes only as love for me. And disdain and sadism for the women you will pillage, I will be happy. Oh, and you will pillage other women. I will make sure of it. Wait, please, sit on your throne. Let's take the final step before we lose ourselves. Yes, it needs to be on the throne. That's how I have pictured it for all these years. That's how I want it, and that's how it will be. There you go. Now, let me just get on top of you. Yes. I hope I'm not too heavy. Oh, you always say the most wonderful things to me, brother. I am so happy to be the sister of such a loving king. Now, brother, sorry if I'm an amateur. This is my first time after all. It's also your first time, right?
Right?
Oh, thank God.
Why did you take so long to answer, you meanie? I don't know what I would have done if it wasn't.
Our first times were meant for one another. Such was our destiny dictated by God when he made you his right hand. Now, let me just lower myself into you and... fuck. It feels so good. It hurts a bit, brother. I just have to go slow. Slowly, but it feels so good. You fit so perfectly inside me, brother. God made us so as perfect partners so we could be king and queen together. So you could rule and I could serve you. Who cares if somebody comes in? You are the king and this is your castle. God, if I was you, I would go around the castle naked, force the vermin that walk in my castle to look at my manhood, powerless to do something. Oh, the things that I would do to the maids. I hope a fucking maid comes in right now, force her to watch as you ravage me. Maybe we could make her clean up. And what if a guard came in and saw how the king ravages his sister? What? You don't want that? Oh, my brother, you wish to be the only man that watches your sister? Oh, fuck. Yes, 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 yes. I didn't know you had such a possessive streak in you. I love it. I can degrade all those useless knights, find the female knight most willingly to sexually serve you, and make her the head of our royal guards. Have her provide you with her most innocent and beautiful subordinates. We're going to have so much fun. Right there, brother. Yes, that's the spot. Keep going, brother. Keep going. My king. Keep fucking me like that. Give in to your truest desires. Behave as your animalistic instincts want you to. Yes. Oh, yes. You've already given in to your lust and love with me. I'll make sure you will start behaving as you ought to. You can take any woman in this kingdom. No, in any kingdom, you can humiliate their husbands and fathers, and I will make sure you do it. They will only love and respect the loving leader you are when they see you as the monster you have the power to be. Imagine your royal visits to the common folk. We find the women that kneels the least on only one knee. Then, in front of the whole town, you start pounding her like this in front of her father, husband, and mother. Fuck. God, you could even take the mother too. Have the guards force those two pathetic attempts of men to watch as their lovely ones are forced to do what they were born to do. Please, their king. Then, as you impregnate them, we will have them hanged. Oh, yes. Oh, or we will make them wait for them to give birth to your bastards. Oh, there are so many options. Maybe we could even Oh, brother! Did my devious ideas turn you on so much? Did they disgust you to the point where you just want to shut me up? Oh, it doesn't matter. Just keep kissing me and fucking me like this. Are you close, brother? Is my king close to coming inside his soulmate? It's okay. I'm close too. Let's come together, okay? Let's share this moment, brother. Use my king. Use my princess pussy. Impregnate me and make me your queen. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, that's it. That's it. Shoot it all out. Yes, yes. I can feel you feeling me. Yes, yes, yes. To have so many kids.
don't regret this, right? Oh, thank God. I'm so happy to hear you say that. We will never be apart again. None of that dumb marrying me off and trying to be normal, okay? Good. Now, let's just cuddle up for a bit. I love this throne, you know? No. I don't want it. At least, not without you on it. I just love being together with you, my glorious king, in his rightful throne. It just makes me feel safe.